Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
And you got a special treat today because you've got all three of us in studio, Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. And we have two practices we got to go over because we didn't get a chance to do a podcast yesterday, thanks to our friends at EEI and Patriots Monday taking up the studio. So we've got both Monday and Tuesday practices to talk about. Monday's was a full pads affair, but because of the inclement weather pouring like buckets, they were in the Dana-Farber Field House, close to the public. So only those of us privileged media got to go inside and watch. Today, weather wasn't great, but it was comfortable, and they were outside again in shells. And I thought, Andy Hart, that today's practice was a little more lackluster than yesterday's. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that comes when you take off the pads.
Mm-hmm.
No one would admit it. No one will say they intentionally do it, but inherently there's a little bit of a coming down level. I think the two things that would tie the two practices together, though, I don't think the offense has looked very good the last 2 days. I think a lot of balls hit the ground, especially on yesterday inside the bubble, just ball after ball. Brady's frustration carried over from yesterday, I think, to today, to the point where he punted a football after one play in a red zone drill. The offense not clicking the way number 12 wants it, and he's allowing that to frustrate him significantly.
Yeah, and yesterday they had some two-minute work that didn't go very well, and after the last play, he kind of took Danny Woodhead aside and was really animatedly going over how to break, you know, come out of his break on the route, and it looked to anybody watching that he was sort of telling him, this is how I want you to do it and where you're supposed to be. And
it looked
the overall frustration level seems to be showing on his face more often than not in camp.
And it wasn't just Brady talking to Woodhead in a demonstrative way. Woodhead was actually giving back what he thought.
Right.
And it wasn't in a
oh, no, it wasn't like
way.
A confrontation.
They were having a legitimate discussion about what needed to go on.
But we've seen Brady demonstrate pass routes to Woodhead, Ocho Cinco, his tight ends occasionally, more often in this camp than I've ever seen before. So he clearly is not getting guys in that precise position he wants them in with enough regularity.
One thing about today's practice, good for the offense, was that in 7-on-7, they were virtually unstoppable. There was a series there where they were scoring on every play.
That's kind of been their MO the last few days.
Well, they should be.
75% of the time it sucks, and then they get in the red zone near the end zone, and they've done a good job putting the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, on 7-on-7s, the ball shouldn't hit the ground very often.
Right.
There's nothing there to help the defender. Other than just coverage. I mean, you have nothing to help you out at all. So certainly the execution level should be a lot higher in that drill.
Sorry, Paul. One thing that really stood out about yesterday's practice was the level of hitting in full pads. I thought it was the most intense practice of training camp this year. There were several hits that could have been the hit of camp in this one practice. I remember Rob Ninkovich on Woodhead at one point just completely... That was a mismatch, but then Patrick Chung against the bigger Aaron Hernandez completely leveled him.
That was a mismatch too,
but yeah, just the opposite way.
As well as Rob Gronkowski, who caught Gary Guyton off guard on a 7-on-7 drill, basically headbutted him and somehow sent Gary Guyton bum over tea kettle.
Seeing stars a little bit, it looked
like. And then
it
finished off with probably the most physical plays of the entire camp.
Goal line.
Some goal line work where the pads were just popping.
Those were unscheduled. Those were a punishment for a poor practice.
I agree.
Well, there was no question because offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien yelled over to head coach Bill Belichick, how many plays we go in here? Is this one play or three?
Mm.
Although I'm not quoting him, I'm just paraphrasing.
So it was kind of like in the movie Miracle.
Again,
and he keeps blowing the whistle.
Basically,
he kept going over and having them run one more play.
But the physical nature of those couple of plays was as intense as I've seen in training camp in a long time.
And it gives you inside
we're
the
also
bubble,
a little bit closer,
8 feet away, and it gives you the now I know why I have no desire to play in the National Football League feeling.
You wonder how there doesn't every play doesn't have one guy leaving with a leg rolled up.
Right.
I mean, it's just this massive humanity all killing each other. How they all come out of those piles every play like that is amazing.
Well, that's a good segue, Paul, because the MASH list continues to be stuck at 21 players. Not all of them are absent from the field. There are still, you know, about a half dozen or so guys who are in shorts and out on the field rehabbing, which is kind of a good sign for them. Not so much for the guys we haven't seen. And among the guys we haven't seen in several days continue to be Albert Haynesworth, Brandon Spikes. And now add to that list, a little bit of a concern, Taylor Price.
Big concern.
After his really good game against the Jaguars last Thursday, and now we haven't seen him ever since.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. For a guy who the story of his rookie year was things passing him by and not being able to catch up, for him to miss practice sessions, for me, is concerning, because I don't think he's at the point where you say, oh, he'll be fine, he knows the offense now. He's barely a year into it, and we know knowing the offense was an issue. I'm sure they're adding more plays. You know, Bills, we have 9 plays in.
Yeah.
Well, they may be at 11 or 13 now, and if Taylor can't catch up, all the good work he's done over the last 12 months can get shot right down the drain.
And Belichick has even called this on a couple of occasions, this is a big week.
Yep.
He's talked about how this is a big week, talked about Tampa, talked about kind of game simulation. Not a good week to miss for a young guy. Also, to add on Eric's, you know, the 21 guys, Jermaine Cunningham has now missed 2 practices in a row. He wasn't there yesterday, was not there today. So another guy to keep an eye on.
But it's not all negative. Positives.
Okay, what are the positives, Andy? Go ahead.
Jimmy Sanders and Kevin Falk carried their jerseys and helmets out to practice.
And we did hit 17 foul balls.
Aren't we looking for positive signs?
Yes, we are.
For the first time, those guys have been in shorts for a while now. They had their helmets with them for whatever rehab they were doing. I take that as a baby step positive.
And if you want to look at
a lot of negativity on this show.
If you want to stretch the positives even further, the people who are missing are giving opportunities to guys who normally wouldn't get them as much. We talk about a guy like Matthew Slater or Jeremy Ross, a young wide receiver who's fighting to make the team, has been getting some work not only on the offense but as a kick returner. And on the other side of the ball, not really due to injuries so much, but we've seen a young guy in safety Sergio Brown who's becoming a little bit more of a contributor regularly in the first and second units of the defense.
Sure.
Your thoughts, Paul, on the emergence of a guy like Sergio Brown or even any of the other guys that we've seen out there?
I'm just a little confused as to what we've already talked about. Yeah, Brown has gotten a lot of opportunity. Did we talk about
that
on the show?
That long, really?
Or not this? Well, yeah.
Is he that old, really?
I think it has been interesting the last 2 days that Brown has been out there with, the starters. And today he was sort of rotating in with Chung and Merriweather. Yesterday, Merriweather was with the twos. So clearly with the you combine the information that reports of Darren Sharper coming in for a workout. There was another report that possibility of Ronaldo Hill, although some people have said that he did not come in to work out. Those guys, they're working out some veteran safeties, coupled with Sergio Brown now getting some opportunities, tells me that they're probably not all that happy with their safety situation.
Okay, any other closing thoughts from the last couple of days before we hit the closing bump music?
Well, I know everybody's been interested in the backup quarterback and the reps and where those guys are playing. I thought it was interesting today. For the most part, Brian Hoyer spent the day with Tom Brady with the quote-unquote first offense. Ryan Mallett did a lot of scout team work and was sort of separate, even at one point, way down in the far corner of the practice fields with a scout offense that was working with the lines, defense.
And certainly yesterday that was the case as well. And Hoyer got the two-minute drill after Brady. He got the second team reps.
The reaction
well
after the game on Thursday, I think, was, oh, maybe Mallett's now going to be competing, and then Hoyer didn't have many reps. It looks like the depth chart still goes Brady 1, Hoyer 2, Mallett 3, with pretty clear distinctions between the three.
All right, well, camp is now starting to wind down. This podcast is definitely winding down, but tomorrow there's a practice.
The dog days of this podcast.
Yeah,
right now.
Exactly.
Well, it's a walkthrough tomorrow, we will not be bringing you a podcast tomorrow.
Right, and then Thursday night we've got the game in Tampa. Wow, a little pause there. Took me by surprise. But we've got the game in Tampa Thursday night. We'll be back to talk about that when we get back. So we'll see you in a couple of days.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.